Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer questions that you sent in to us, email, mail, and through the web. So we've got a great list we're going to jump into today. So, Angel, we say we jump in.
Well, this first one is a doozy here. Let's see. what do you do when your family doesn't get along with your spouse? My wife gets upset that I don't get angry and tell people to back off. And my family gets upset that I don't control my wife better.
Happens to every couple. I don't know any couple that's got the perfect relationships on both sides of the family. It's just rare. When you get married, you marry your 180 degree to direct opposite. That's what marriage is. It's two opposites getting together. And that's a God factor. God does that. You get to grow up. So you learn how to, what Jesus said, you want to be great in my kingdom. Learn how to be the servant of everybody else. So when you're with your spouse's family, you need to smile when you go in there and don't judge and eat the nasty pecan pie that they don't make too good. Eat that casserole that makes your stomach turn over and just try not to put too much on your plate and be polite and be nice and just go serve. That's what you're doing. You're a missionary in a foreign field when you go to your spouse's house. When you go to the, I've always thought that. What are you going to do? Well, I'm on a mission field today. I'm going to, it's Thanksgiving. We're going to visit all the family members and half of them make you mad. And you know, they're just all kinds of stuff, especially when we were Christians and in the ministry, people would judge us. I guess you think you're better than everybody else. No, we're here to serve. And so we learned how to not to share a testimony unless somebody asks us, but we'd show up early and do the dishes and vacuum the floor and wash some towels, mow some grass. We're just there to serve. They loved us to show up. Wow, we're going to leave you better than we found you. And eventually those same people would ask about the hope that's in you, but you can't go on dominating. You got to go on serving because they're already setting you up. You're the new person. You're the one that married my sister, married my brother, married my son. And who are you? And so you got to don't give them any target. Don't give them a target. Go serving. Go serving. Angel's two kids married two great kids. And the thing that I love about, especially her daughter's husband was, we got to spend some vacation time with him a year ago, and he was out of his way to serve everybody else. I've never seen any one person go out of his way, nonverbal, very quiet, help, unloaded, loaded, collected firewood, just did everything. I said, man, it is one great man, because he didn't open his mouth. He just served. And the daughter-in-law was doing the kitchen, cooking the meals for us, like, they're serving. That's what love is. They serve. So when you're married, you're going to marry the opposite, and you're going to see things you don't like. So keep your mouth shut. Don't be gossiping, talking bad about them when you're driving down the driveway. Just say, well, how'd you like the family? Well, I loved going. I really did. I enjoyed to get to see everybody, and we got to be a blessing. We're on the mission field today.
I would say I would address my wife, too. I would say, honey, you've created some of this. Because you come in there guns blazing. And
so then you've already got everybody nervous already.
Yeah. So everybody's already on edge before we walk in and say, I can't fix what you created. Now, what I can do is as you take steps to make things better and treat me better and let them see that, then I have no problem addressing that. But you're gonna have to own some of this and take some responsibility.
If you're going to the other family and you're talking in the kitchen behind them, say, well, he's an idiot. He never does this. He doesn't do that. She never does this. She doesn't cook like you, mom.
If you're talking derogatory.
You're creating a war zone that you will never be able to.
I remember one time my son-in-law, who is a great young man, I heard him say something and I just didn't like how it sounded. And he loves my daughter and treats her like gold. Really. He's still one of those old-fashioned guys that opens a car door but he is a wonderful, wonderful guy. But one day I heard him, I don't know if he was tired or what, but he said something. It was a little sharp. And I said to my son, does he get sharp with her? And he said, no. But he goes, here's the thing, mom. if he did, the only person that could fix it would be her. And he goes, you better not get in the middle of it.
Ooh, son, deep water boy. Deep water, son.
He was right. He was absolutely right. Yes. I had no business wandering over there. And so...
I'll go slap a knot on his head.
So I would be honest and tell your wife, honey, I love you. I love you. But you've created some of this.
Yes.
Now, as we take steps to make it better, I will address it with my family and ask them to take a new picture of you. But you're going to have to show them a new you, too.
Yes.
So you can't go to family reunions and show your backside to everybody.
Speak slow, speak soft.
And smile. Yeah. Really. How much influence do you allow in-laws to have on your children's lives?
None.
Zero.
Zip.
My mother-in-law, my former mother-in-law, was we called her a country clubber. She, my husband would say, my mother never wanted children. She wanted trophies. And that kind of was probably how it was, but she never raised her kids. They all were raised in boarding school. But she sure could tell me how to do it. And I'd say, it go in one ear and right out of the other. Now, there's a couple times I had to address her. She's a little bit of a man hater. And so she would bring Sumner one puny little gift and then bring my daughter like 20 gifts. And I said, we're not going to do that.
No.
We're not going to do that. Here, she can have one of these gifts and you can take these other 19 back. But we're not going to show favors to these kids. And so, you know, if they ever tried to, you know, get onto them, I probably would have stepped in. But I was a strong enough mother and didn't really give them an opportunity to. I'd take care of it before they had a chance to. So it was.
And you're going to have opportunities where you will just have to speak slow, speak soft, but speak the truth at that moment. No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's fine to say, one time my mother really crossed the line with me. It was Nicole's birthday and she was going to get a American Girl doll, which she loved American Girl dolls. And my mom said, what are you going to get her? And I said, I'm not going to tell you because you'll blab it out. And she goes, no, I won't. No, I won't. Well, I told her. And of course she did. She blabbed it right out. And I was so mad because it took, you know, I remember my daughter writing down one time when she was little, she goes, I love opening presents to see what the surprise is on the inside. You'd never seen, you could get her something for 10 cents and she'd just be like, you know, she just loved it.
Yeah.
And so
still does.
She does. She does. And so, you know, I had to say to my mom, you know, you're not going to do that again. You know, and a couple of times I remember my mom, she was manipulative and she would say, you don't love me, da 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 da, like that. And she said that one time in front of me to my daughter. And my daughter came in and she's crying. She said, Grandma said, I don't love her. And I got up and I said, you will not do that. You will not do that. You made me feel like this as a kid and you are not going to put that on her. And
sometimes you got to confront, but do it slowly and calmly, but you got to confront. Yeah, so, it will not go away.
No, but so I had to put some boundaries up more with my mom than anybody else's. But yeah, with my spouse's mom, I would just ignore her because it was just whatever.
Well, we all had a big family, a lot of relatives. And so we had some, I said, you know, we love, but we can't come back. There's too much drinking and too much cussing. I just don't want my kids to see all that. We love you. Pray for you. God bless you, your family. But every time we come, my kids hear more cuss words in a normal conversation than they do anywhere else in a family's home. And everybody's drinking. I don't care if you drink. I don't drink, but I don't care if you, but I'm not going to have my kids around. Because they'll, hey, kid, come here, you want to sip on my beer?
Yeah.
And they're just innocent stuff. But no, we don't want to sip your beer. No. So we'll be at our house. And you think you're better than us? No, we know. And we're trying not to be judgmental, but no, we're responsible to raise this next generation. I want them to have a good life.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Joe, what do you do when it feels like you're doing all of the work in the relationship? I have recommended therapy, but my husband won't go for it. We have serious things we need to take care of, but it's like our relationship is always on the back burner.
Well, I'd have several questions to ask. It's your first marriage. How many years have you been married? Do you go to church on a regular basis? There's several things that, you know, could need to put up some fences somewhere. Evidently, there's no fences. He feels he didn't have to do anything. Somewhere there's no fences. He doesn't see other real men. He's not around other real men that serve. So who's his friends? Who's he hanging out with? What is he doing in his spare time? That'd be just some basic questions I'd ask in about 60 seconds. It's got to be fixed because you can't fix all that. That's not your job. He needs to grow up. And I don't know him. He's probably a great guy. But then you married him. You didn't marry somebody that you thought was a horrible. Hey, this is a horrible person. Horrible person. Let's see if I can spend the rest of my life with him. You didn't want that. So have things changed since you got married? Is he concerned? Is he scared of something? There's just a lot of questions that need to be answered. So there needs to be a third party. And I would recommend your pastor, you know, at your church. But I don't know if you're going to church. So if not, find a good Christian counselor.
I would say we're going to start reading a book together tonight. And Joe's book, You Don't Find a Great Marriage, You Build One, is a great starting place. That'd
be a good start.
And just say, you know, I'll read a page and you read a page. And let's just do this together. And I would just take baby steps like that.
Yeah, nothing huge. Baby step. Oh, that's a great thing. Baby steps.
Yeah. Love can move the person that looks like they're immovable.
I know. There is hope. You've not lost hope.
I had a neighbor one time, and I was living in Spokane, and we had a duplex. And she was so grumpy. She would bang on our wall all the time. We were always too loud for her. Well, I was 19, you know. We were kids, so we were having fun. You know, we were having all our couples over. And so we're, you know, all of us were, you know, had moved to Spokane, one from California. And we were just like, you know, we didn't have family, so we kind of all hooked up. Well, she was just so grumpy. Anyway, she's constantly bang, bang, bang on the door, on the wall, you know, everything. So one, it was Christmas, and I was making, and never did before and never have since, but I made from scratch an apple pie.
Come on.
I did two of them, and the Lord spoke to me while I was doing it to give one to her. Well, that night, some of our friends were going to come over, and we were going to go Christmas caroling. And so we went to her house first, and we're singing and got the guitar out there. We're, you know, doing the thing. And then I had the pie, and I said, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas. If you don't have anybody to share Christmas with, we'd sure love you to join us. And of course she didn't, but I never saw any family or anything there. I think she was alone, but she changed. After that, everything was very different between us.
Power of an apple pie.
The power of love. If you want something you've never had, you've got to do something you've never done.
That's a bumper sticker in Texas somewhere.
And so instead of just banging back on the wall and, and getting feisty, you know, I decided, you know what, I'm going to try to turn this around.
Yeah.
This lady's probably just lonely.
Yeah.
And so we did. Matter of fact, it was so funny because it was running presidential campaign, and I was working downtown for the Reagan Bush campaign, and so every day I'd put a Reagan Bush, another home for Reagan Bush, in my yard, and I'd come get up in the morning, they'd be ripped out of my yard, and I'd be like, and then there'd be one for Dukakis, remember him?
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, what? So then that day I'd be down at the thing, I'd come home with another one, a bigger one. Took, 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 took. Another home. But anyway, after that, suddenly my sign stayed in the yard. Yeah.
Praise God.
Anyway.
Sowing and reap.
Life is great. I love it. Everything is a fun journey.
It is.
If you want it to be.
If you want it to be.
Guys, we love you so much. If you've ever thought about becoming a partner with us, we sure would love for you to. You can find out that information at joemcgee.com. And we'd love for you to send us your questions, your prayer requests, and everything. Yes. So we certainly feel like we're family, and we're going through life doing this together.
Yes, we love you guys.
Have a great one.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family.
While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.